I was driving down Dickerson Road, a street notorious for prostitutes, looking for a woman I had known for a couple of years in the Magdalen program, who had relapsed and lost everything. I was worried about her and wanted to tell her that if she ever wanted to come home to Magdalen, she was welcome. She had given the program so much in the year and a half that she had been in the community. I wanted to make sure she knew that we still loved her. I saw her and parked the car. Recognizing me, she crossed the four lanes of traffic to get to me. She asked if I had some money I could lend her. And just for a moment, I got a glimpse of how desperate she was and how the street was a walking hell for her. I couldn't imagine trying to survive there. I asked her, "What is keeping you alive?" She told me it had gotten so bad that she was begging from beggars. She said I might be surprised that beggars can be mighty sympathetic and generous. It made perfect sense that those who know what desperation feels like are willing to help someone else who is desperate. I stood there with her, unwilling to give her money to use on crack, but just wanting to be with her. I knew that I was saying goodbye for at least a long time, and that probably the best I could hope for was that she would be arrested before she was killed. I told her as honestly as I could that she was like a prodigal daughter, and that set her firmly in the Gospels near the heart of God. I told her I didn't understand exactly how, but that through her I had learned about grace. Then I said goodbye, believing that grace would be enough for her and for me.